Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to take a peek at what kids are reading about on The Juice. So it looks like the first story is about some government workers quitting their jobs.
Right. It says 21 workers from the Department of Government Efficiency, they call it DOG. Anyway, they all resigned together because they're protesting.
Oh, wow. 21. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
What are they protesting?
Well, the article says they're upset about cuts to public services and also concerned about who's replacing them.
Interesting.
They think experience is being ignored and partisan politics are taking over hiring decisions.
So these workers who left, it sounds like they were pretty important.
Yeah, the article called them data scientists and engineers. So, you know, definitely some key roles in that department.
Well, it's pretty worrying.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely talk to your kids about this sort of thing. Like, how important is it to have experienced people in government? And what can happen when funding for public services gets cut?
Yeah, good point. Okay, well, let's move on to a story that's a little lighter. It's about a baby seal that was rescued from a pretty strange place, actually.
Oh, yeah. I saw this one right in the middle of a street.
Yeah, in New Haven, Connecticut.
Poor little guy. He was pretty underweight, too, probably trying to avoid bigger seals and got lost.
And it ended up, you know, miles from the water.
Thankfully, they were able to rescue him and take him to Mystic Aquarium to recover.
You know, this story could be a good way to talk to kids about how our actions affect wildlife and their habitats.
Absolutely. Like, how does urbanization and, you know, even things like pollution and climate change disrupt their lives?
And what can we do to help protect them and their environment?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a chance to talk about empathy and responsibility for nature. You could even look into what organizations like Mystic Aquarium do to rescue and rehabilitate animals.
Definitely. Okay, so moving on. The Juice also has an article about the benefits of plant-based diets.
Yeah, I mean, there's more and more research showing the health benefits, right? Like a lower risk of some diseases.
Improved gut health, they say.
And even weight management. Lots of potential benefits.
They mention a Stanford study that followed twins. And the twin who ate vegan saw improvements in their weight, cholesterol, insulin levels. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. But they also stress that you can't just cut out meat and accept everything to be perfect.
Right. You need to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need, especially if you're going full vegan.
Exactly. A balanced approach is key.
This could be a good opportunity to talk to kids about healthy eating habits and, you know, maybe trying some new recipes together as a family.
Absolutely. And it's a chance to debunk some of the myths about vegetarianism and veganism.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so now for something a little more exciting for the sports fans. Major League Soccer is starting its 30th season.
Wow, 30th season already.
Yep. And it's gotten a new broadcasting deal with Apple and added a new team in San Diego.
Not to mention the arrival of Lionel Messi last year.
Yeah, he's definitely brought a lot of attention to the league.
Makes you wonder, you know, what makes sport popular, right?
Right. Like, how much is it media coverage?
Big name players, international events.
And, you know, with the 2026 World Cup coming to North America, it seems like soccer's going to get even bigger here.
Definitely. It would be interesting to talk to kids about, you know, the evolution of soccer in the U.S. and the impact of hosting a major event like the World Cup.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So last but not least, there's a story about a possible ancient ocean on Mars.
Yeah.
It seems scientists think they found evidence of buried beaches.
Wow.
From data collected by China's Zhurong rover.
So Mars could have had tides and waves and all that.
It seems that way, which is pretty incredible considering it's now a cold, dry planet.
What a change. Mm. It makes you wonder if Mars could have supported life at some point.
Right. This discovery could really change how we think about Mars and its history.
And maybe even where else in our solar system we might find signs of life.
Exactly. Yep. It's amazing what we're still learning about our own planet and the universe. Well, that's all the time we have for our deep dive today. We hope this has given you some things to think about and maybe even, you know, some ideas for conversations with the kids in your lives.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep searching for the truth.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.